Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. With me is Elaine Lightoff, who is the Director of Consumer Information for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And this year, the American Dietetic Association held its 2005 annual convention in St. Louis. And during this meeting, the Beef Council was, or rather the Beef Industry Council on the national level was involved and was very proud to present a new publication that they unveiled at the convention. Tell us about that, Elaine.
Well, we unveiled the Healthy Beef Cookbook, which was developed in partnership with the American Dietetic Association, a chef from Dallas, and also a registered dietitian. And this cookbook contains 130 recipes that really apply directly to the USDA guidelines, My Pyramid. So it has great nutrition information and also some culinary tips for consumers and health professionals to use.
It was unveiled here to dietitians across the nation. Now, what is the goal behind this cookbook?
The goal is really to let the health professionals and also consumers know that the beef you love is good for you too. So we want health professionals to take the cookbook home, try it in their own homes, and then pass the message along to their clients and the people that they serve as well.
Now, is this also going to be available to consumers?
Definitely. You can purchase the cookbook at beefitswhatsfordinner.com and also amazon.com, and it will make a great holiday gift for friends and family, so we encourage you to visit those sites and purchase the book.
This takes a little bit of a different approach in terms of increasing beef consumption. In some ways, you're not trying to convince people who don't eat beef that beef is good for you. You're talking to people who already do eat beef. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And we want to make sure that, of course, beef is the center of the plate, but it also includes other elements, for example, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and those really important food sources in the recipes as well. In fact, 66% of the recipes in the Healthy Beef Cookbook are excellent sources of fiber. And of course, that beef isn't a natural source of fiber, so that statistic really exemplifies how the cookbook implements other food groups to make a really complete meal.
Elaine, can you give me an example of maybe some of the recipes that they have included in this new cookbook?
Well, there's a wide variety of dishes, everything from roast to salads and appetizers. So a couple of the recipes that you can find are tandoori beef skewers, which is a great dish to serve with pistachio couscous that you would find in the cookbook. So there's some really new and interesting things that you might not normally just think of cooking that can really expand your culinary skills and talents.
Elaine, is there anything else you'd like to add that you would like beef producers or consumers to know about this cookbook?
Well, we're just really excited about this cookbook, and especially since it's a partnership with the American Dietetic Association. If you would like more information about it, or of course to order your copy, go to beefiswhatsfordinner.com or amazon.com and give us some feedback and let us know what you think too.
Thank you very much, Elaine Lightoff, Director of Consumer Information for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.